This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
And then it dawned on me, why, if there's a lot of good things in your life, but you're a liar, what difference does it make? Got a lot of good traits, and you're nice, and you're kind to people, but you and I are liars, what difference does it make? And lying, you see, the problem with lying is this. Paul says we're a part of the same body. We are members of one body, so he uses this analogy. For us to lie to one another would be like your hand lying to the rest of your body. Or it would be like walking through a woods and your eyes see a snake and on the path in front of you and your eyes lie to the brain and say, that's not a snake, that's a stick. And say, that's crazy. And so it is in the body of Christ when we are not to lie to one another for no other reason. We're members of the same body. Truth-telling is something that needs to be inculcated in children. I was reading a pediatrician this week who said most parents don't realize they have a choice. They can teach their children to tell the truth, or they teach them by default how to lie. Wow, what a statement. Parents teach their children truth-telling, or they teach them by default, by carelessness, how to lie. As the children see their mom and dad lie, shade the truth, spin it differently, they pick up, that's what you're supposed to do. That's how you're supposed to communicate with people. We're to put off lying and falsehood and speak truthfully. Let's bring up verse 26. In your anger, do not sin. Do not let the sun go down while you are still angry. Verse 27, do not give the devil a foothold. That's interesting about anger. I've talked about anger before. The most requested message I've ever given on the radio was a message, you know this, on anger. And I remember asking a psychologist one time, probably 10 years ago, I said, why would a message on anger be the most demanded, requested message that I've ever given on the radio? And it still holds the record. And he said this, he says, Randy, it's because we're all victims of somebody else's anger, or we're victimizers. Or, he said, we're both. We are either victims of somebody else's anger, we're victim makers or victimizers, or we're both. I think that's probably a pretty good answer. James says man's anger does not produce the righteous life that God desires. If anger doesn't produce the righteous life that God desires, then somebody tell me what it does produce. The unrighteous life that Satan desires. Why? Because that's why Paul says, don't give Satan a foothold. If you are a person, a man or woman with chronic anger in your life, I've got news for you. It's not my idea. The Apostle Paul says, you're just giving Satan a foothold in your life. And I found out that's a military term that means an enemy has established a base of operation in enemy territory. It's an advanced station. It's advanced position. And that's what we give Satan, a position in our lives and in our spirits by anger. Most of the anger in people's lives is self-centered. We didn't get what we want. People didn't fall into line like we thought they would. People didn't jump when we said jump. And so we got angry. Some of the root causes of anger are the desire to be in charge, to be in control, or to have power. When that's threatened, we get angry. And so Paul says, in your anger, do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your wrath. Well, that's an interesting phrase. Do you know what that means? It's not just a cute statement, sentimental. What it means is that you make a decision as to the best of your ability. You're not going to go to bed angry.
Well, we'll continue this thought line tomorrow on Cross Hope. That's crosshope.org. One word, crosshope.org.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.